Friends, Romans, countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Morena, Zoe.
Morena.
How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
That is good. That is good to hear. It's level three, which is a pain in the ass for all the theatre that was going to be happening around Tamaki Makaurau. But what's going on?
Oh, I know. Gutting. I was meant to see two awesome shows this week. One was Contractions, who came up to the studio last week, and another was Cake Baby, who was meant to come up today. But luckily, the sort of deal is that all the sort of fringe shows have decided that they'll just try and do it later on in the year when it's safe. So if you are like me and have missed out on some really cool shows, never fear. I'm sure art will find a way when it's safer to do so. And in the meantime, as always, artists everywhere are rising to the challenge of virtual shows. And this Thursday, there's an online event called Poetry and Pajamas. And what it is a night of poetry over Zoom. It's 20 poets and poems across Aotearoa, so local artists, some of whom I'm sure you may have seen in fringe shows or around the town. And it's just a little nice free thing to feel a bit connected and hear some cool poetry.
That's really nice. That is really nice. And as you say, it's good to kind of be able to support some awesome local stuff as well over this weird time too.
Yeah, definitely. And so the event is free, but it's encouraged that if you can to donate either to the poets who'll be performing their art or to local theatre venues and projects. And on the Facebook page for the event, which is Poetry and Pajamas, the and is an ampersand, they have a link to lots of places where you can donate, as well as the Zoom link for the actual event.
Excellent.
I guess we just say stay tuned to all of the places where we normally get our theatre info, right? Because we've got the Fringe Festival, we've got the Auckland Arts Festival that's kind of being shuffled around for the second year in a row.
So stink.
Oh, I know.
So we just need to keep an eye on those things, because I'm sure people are trying to postpone instead of cancel wherever possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. And for some of the some fringe events were online based anyway. I think I spoke about a sort of online gallery show a couple of weeks ago. So there's definitely stuff up on the websites that you'll be able to keep yourself occupied with. Another thing, though, is National Theatre at Home, which was I spoke about it heaps last year. It's the big London production theatre company, and last year they released one play every week, and they've now launched a subscription service so they can make a little bit of money as well.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and so you can subscribe for around $20 a month, or what I'm kind of keen to do is if there's a particular play you're interested, you can just rent it for about $15, and then you'll have 72 hours to watch it. And I mean, that's the sort of average ticket price for any show you'd be able to see in the flesh. So I'm very keen for that. And one that's caught my eye is American playwright Tony Kushner's Angels in America, which is about the AIDS crisis under the conservative Reagan government in 1980s America.
It's an amazing play.
Mm. Yeah.
Very heavy.
Super heavy and very long. It's two parts.
Yeah.
And both parts are about 4 hours long. So
good thing that you can watch it at home, go for a little walk around the block at interval and, you know, have a breather.
But that's up on the National Theatre at Home website. It's very easy to navigate, and there are heaps and heaps of amazing plays which you can rent, or if it's really up your alley, subscribe to for monthly subscriptions.
And while we may miss out of the joy of actually being in the theatre, you are with National Theatre at Home seeing the best of the best. Michaela Cole from I May Destroy You, Helen Mirren from Everything, doing live plays for you on a screen.
It is pretty like, you know, silver lining moment to be able to see that, because it's one of those things that I remember when I was a kid going to the cinema with my grandma to watch National Theatre Live productions, and I still love doing that, but, you know, can't go to the cinema, can't see my grandma for a bit, so watch it at home. Why not?
Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But yeah, So there's a local event on this Thursday at 7 p.m. Poetry and Pajamas, and then international plays as well that you can check out on the National Theatre at Home website.
Fantastic. Those are some great recs. Thank you, Zoe.
Not a problem.
We'll check the link to that one in the podcast, which we will have up for you all shortly.
Excellent stuff. Thanks, Zoe. We'll talk to you again next week. Cheers for all your hard work from home.
No problem. Enjoying listening to the show.
Ka kite, Zoe. See you soon.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Thank you very much, Zoe. And yeah.